Case, please.
Case number 10,866, Michael Myers, west of Road 18, Cannon Road, approximately 1,413 feet south of Road 561, Wesley Church Road. A variance from the minimum lot size requirement to place a multi-section in the back of home.
Evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic & Carmine. I'd like to first thank the board for revising the agenda tonight to accommodate me. I greatly appreciate it.
Certainly welcome.
Thank you. I do represent the applicant, Mr. Michael Myers, who seeks a variance from the minimum lot size requirement to place a manufactured home. Mr. Myers purchased this property in March of 2011 with the intentions of replacing an existing dilapidated structure with a new manufactured home. This property was advertised by the seller as being suitable for a manufactured home. However, since the property contains only 0.674 acres, prior to closing, Mr. Myers' real estate agent contacted Planning and Zoning to confirm that a new manufactured home could be placed on the property. During that conversation, the representative did inform the real estate agent that since there was an existing mobile home on the property, the use was grandfathered, and therefore a new manufactured home could be placed on the property. Thus, it was Mr. Myers' understanding that he could replace the existing dilapidated structure with this new manufactured home, even though the property contained less than 3/4 acre. Following closing, and with the understanding that the property was suitable for his intended use, Mr. Myers ordered a new manufactured home and applied for a building permit. At that time, Mr. Myers became aware for the first time that the lot size was insufficient for the placement of a manufactured home. He immediately attempted to remedy the violation of the zoning code and to bring the property into compliance and contacted an adjoining property owner to purchase a portion of the adjoining property owner's property so that he would have sufficient acreage to sustain the manufactured home. The adjoining property owner, Angela Francisco, agreed to convey enough property to bring this property into compliance for his intended use. However, unbeknownst to Mr. Myers, the adjoining property was encumbered by two liens. And it's unclear whether or not Ms. Francisco was aware of the liens. She did inherit the property, and they should have been satisfied by the estate. But somehow some things fell through the cracks when she did the probate of the estate, and they were never satisfied, so they're still outstanding, and there's a significant amount still owed on those liens. She did not disclose that her property was encumbered, and no title search was requested. As a result, closing occurred, the property was conveyed, and Mr. Myers obtained the building permit and placed the home on the property in accordance with that permit. It was then, shortly after closing, that he became aware of these undisclosed liens that now attached to this portion of his property. Promptly, agents for Mr. Myers attempted to have these liens released from the property. Unfortunately, to date, we've been unsuccessful with our efforts. We've been trying to accomplish this for about a month now and have had very little, if any, response from these lien holders. Although the property is currently in compliance with the zoning code, because we do have sufficient acreage, a portion is now encumbered, and there's not clear title to that portion. This property has been under contract for a good while now and is ready to go to settlement. However, Mr. Myers cannot convey clear title due to the encumbrances associated with this additional property unless those liens are released, which is not practical at this point in time. Thus, Mr. Myers has no alternative but to reconvey the property back to the adjoining property owner and to seek this variance tonight to provide the necessary relief. If approved, this property will be brought into compliance and settlement may occur promptly thereafter. And I believe that the contract purchaser may be in attendance tonight as well. The property owners in close proximity to this property, the majority of them do not oppose this application, as it actually enhances the neighborhood. I believe that a petition was submitted for your consideration, and I do have copies in the event that you did not receive it, and I can submit them into the record at this point.
Okay. that.
You do have it?
Yes.
Okay, then I will not submit it. This property is unique in shape. It's a long and narrow lot. I can submit a few photos for the record to show you what the property looked like before the new manufactured home was placed on the property. And with your permission, I will submit them to Mr. Burrell.
Start them at that end, if you would.
Oh, sure. That packet includes several copies of the pre-existing or the prior structure and a couple photos of the current manufactured home. And you can see by the photographs that it's definitely an improvement to what had existed before this home was placed. This hardship was not self-created by Mr. Myers. Mr. Myers relied upon the opinion given by the representative of the county, and when that opinion was proven to be incorrect, he immediately sought to remedy the violation without having to go through this process. He was attempting to do it without your intervention. However, those efforts were also unsuccessful. There's no possibility at this point that the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code, as it would be necessary to remove the manufactured home that's currently located on the property. Therefore, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. If authorized, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Rather, the manufactured home enhances the character of the neighborhood, and you have to agree it's more aesthetically pleasing than the prior dilapidated structure that existed. The variance, if authorized, also represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And for those reasons, I respectfully request that the variance be approved. And, of course, if you have any questions, I'm here to answer them.
This is a brand-new mobile home?
Yes, it is.
Do you know the dimensions of it?
I do not, but I can ask Mr. Myers to step up and be sworn in.
So it's a double wide.
Okay, are there any questions for members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Just for the record, the pictures show that it is... block foundation.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, there were 9 signatures submitted in favor.
9 in favor? Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's rare for us to approve such a case. I would say that probably less than a handful. That we've approved since the ordinance changed. And typically it's a single-wide mobile home that's the request is for and not a double-wide. Given the look of the structure, I think it's safe to say that it would be hard, you'd be hard-pressed to tell the difference from that of a conventional built home. And I think Ms. Carmine, although it's not Mrs. Carmine anymore, presents a very strong case due to the situation that I think she presents a strong case that it does meet the standards for granting a variance.
Yes, indeed.
We're not looking at an extremely large request as well. Unique with the situation as it is. think she argued well that it wasn't created by the applicant necessarily. Obviously, it doesn't seem that it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, a minimum to afford relief. So I would, if the others have no objection, I would make a motion to approve case number 10,866.
If there being no other questions, then I'll call for a second to the motion. Do I have a second? You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,866. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Thank you.